Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Do you love the first responders, EMS, firefighters, all the people, the police, sheriffs, all of them? I've got an idea. I just came up with this. Frankly, I don't know if it's going to work or not. By the way, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. And then the best of Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. So here's what I was thinking. I don't know if this is going to work or not. I know without a doubt that the vast majority of people here in our listening area, the Big Willie 105.5 listening area, the vast majority of people care deeply about all the first responders, about all the people who have been out there right from the get-go doing everything they could possibly do to save lives, to prevent more damage. We've done all of the work. We've done all of the heavy lifting. All under the auspices of Lou Vargo, who is the main person regarding all of this. He's getting all the pieces are working. Everything is working. And I had this one woman on yesterday, Kara Alietta, who is Tridelphia Volunteer Fire Department Assistant Chief and just an absolute and EMS director. And she was going on about how she was helping all these people. And I couldn't get over the fact that she was doing this as a volunteer. She wasn't even getting paid for this. I'm going, my God. I mean, these are really, all of them. I mean, paid, not paid. I don't care. They're really, really, really special people. And I thought to myself, well, we've got a new phone system here. And I know that we have many, many people who are deeply appreciative of everything that was done and continues to be done by all the people here in the Upper Ohio Valley to help during this horrendous flash flood tragedy. So my thought is this, and this, by the way, could really blow up in my face. Maybe nobody will care, but I believe many, many people care and would be willing to voice their appreciation. So here's what I want to do. If you would like to say thank you to all the first responders, to all the people involved under the leadership of Lou Vargo, sheriff's deputies, city police, firefighters, EMS, I mean, it's just Division of Highways, everyone involved. I'd like you to call and tell them how you feel, even if it's simply a thank you. Let them know, let them hear your appreciation. Let them hear how much you value them, how much you appreciate everything that they had been doing and continue to do. An awful lot of them do listen to radio in their vehicles as they're driving around doing whatever. And of course, many on social media as well with Facebook, we do a live stream of the show, so they're going to be able to hear this, hear your appreciation whenever. So my thought is that we have so many people here in the Upper Ohio Valley who are deeply appreciative and who want to express that appreciation in a very personal way. Well, this is your chance. If you would like to call and tell the Valley how much you appreciate the work done by all these first responders, all these wonderful men and women who are working round the clock to save lives and just to help us get through this horrendous mess. We're going to open up the phone lines. and give you that opportunity. My phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you want to show your appreciation, if you want to voice your appreciation for everything these people have done, there's a very, very good chance they're going to hear it either live here on Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network or Facebook live stream of the show. Or they're going to hear it when it's replayed. I realize this is, I'm asking a lot of you, my listeners. I realize that you may, or maybe you're just very shy, and you'd rather not tell people how much you appreciate them. But I think if there was ever a time when our first responders, all of these important people, would like to hear a little, not even encouragement, but just appreciation, I think now would be the time. And again, I don't know how this is going to work or not. There might not be anyone who cares that much to express appreciation in this way. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But maybe you're one of those people who actually wants somebody else to know how much you appreciate him or her for all the work that they have done. Maybe you'd like to give a special shout out, a special thank you to a volunteer or to a first responder who actually helped you, who actually did something for you, or maybe a volunteer who helped you in some way regarding this terrible tragedy, if you happen to be one of the victims of the flash flood tragedy. If you want to voice your appreciation, the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 325-1490. Call and tell us how much you appreciate these people, what you think of these people, what they've done for our community, what they've done for the Valley. You ever go through life and you do nice things for people and people don't acknowledge it? And you think to yourself, you know, how hard would it have been for just a thank you? How hard would that have been? And when you did get that thank you, when you did get that acknowledgement, how did that make you feel? My guess is it made you feel very, very special. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I'm going to pull back the curtain and let you know that I'm looking at my state-of-the-art phone system here. I have exactly one person calling in. You cannot tell me there's only one human being who wants to express appreciation for everything these incredible people have done. Well, let's get started. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Carol from Moundsville, West Virginia.
Hi, Carol. So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I am a first responder. I'm an EMT, and I'm also the last responder. I'm the medical examiner. And I've been up here for 2 days. And who I want to give a shout out to are the volunteers in our community that have brought us food and water and supplies. Every time we come in from the creek, there's been hot meals waiting for us. There's been cold water. Yesterday, a gas well company brought everybody brand new boots to walk the creeks in. And just the outpouring from this community for us first responders has been incredible. And I hope that they understand how much we appreciate that when we're so hot and tired and mentally and physically just exhausted. And Ruttenbach's has been there and cooking for us for 2 days, all three meals. Every restaurant in this valley brought food. Respects, letting us take over, you know, their parking lot. I mean, literally, we've taken it over. I just want people to know that it is greatly appreciated, and these businesses should be recognized for what they're doing for us.
And we appreciate everything that you have done as well. Carol, the first name is Carol, right?
Yes.
Okay, where are you today? Are you back out there today? Are you back in Moundsville today?
No, I'm up here. I've been here since probably 10 o'clock Saturday night when it happened.
Oh, my goodness. And what is your role there now?
The medical examiner. Whenever we recover a body, it's my responsibility to take care of these people's loved ones and get them taken care of.
All right. Were you
as an EMT, there's not much for me to do at this point.
All right. Were you involved with that poor mother and daughter, Kylie and Parker?
Yes, I've been involved in every one of them. That's my job.
All right. And did you have to, is it your role to break the news to the survivors?
No, the police, typically that's their job. Sometimes I'm with them, but I do deal with them a lot when they come to the morgue, sometimes to identify, sometimes that's just not possible. But I do deal with the families a lot.
Was there any one moment during this entire episode that stands out in your mind more than the others?
To me, the most heartbreaking was happened to recover a three-year-old.
Yeah. How do you function when you have to do that type of work in your life? How do you folks do it?
I mean, I've been the medical examiner for 23 years. I could write a book on some of the stuff that I've seen and done, but somebody has to do this. It's important that these bodies have respect. They're somebody's loved one, and I just want to make sure that the investigations get done and they get home.
Is there any advice or any information that you could share with our listeners regarding this? Anything that you would like them to do or to not do?
The biggest thing not to do is to come out and be a sightseer. Yesterday when I was trying to get back and forth to these people, we sat in traffic and tie-ups unnecessarily because of everybody coming to the area and wanting to look. It doesn't help us, and these people really don't need to be an exhibition at this point. Their lives have been destroyed, so please, you know, if you don't have a role there as a first responder or family there, stay out of the area. And, you know, there's so many people that just want to do something. They, you know, they feel helpless. They want to do something to help people. And the amount of supplies that have been brought to all these places, like the Valley Grove Fire Department, is full. So monetary gifts and donations are a really good thing. Gift cards for groceries, you know, anything like that. We've had families come to the command center with kids that, you know, they don't have a home that they can go into right now, that just need groceries or clean clothes. You know, any donations like that are much appreciated.
Carol, thank you so much. Very quickly, what's your phone number if people need more information?
304-234-3711, I believe. I'm not positive, though.
Thank you so much for your service, for all your work. Thank you so much for calling in.